I was more fluent in French, much more fluent than I am today. Unfortunately, I've lost some of the practice in French, but at the time it was okay. But still, I knew that they were very demanding in properly speaking French and so on. I would not have considered that I could have become a professor in, for one thing. Secondly, even more so, in Belgium, I mentioned with this little specialization, so on, there was very little research going on at the universities. The most of the professors did not have a doctoral degree and so on, and there were no assistantships available, or very few. For instance, like this professor in theoretical physics, Manbach. He would have liked me to become an assistant with him, but being a theoretician, he was not entitled to any assistant. There was no budget for him available, so therefore he couldn't hire me. And how do you say, it's a relatively complicated situation. See, in Belgium at the time, a university career like it existed in Germany, and like it exists in America, or like it existed in Germany, I'm sorry, it exists in Belgium now too, but not at that time, was depended quite a bit on accidental situations. So you had to be just graduating or graduating just at the right moment. There was no possibility practically to go to a different university. That was, it's a very special situation in Belgium. Louvain, where I studied, was the Catholic university. And they had more students than the rest of the Belgian universities combined, or slightly more than, or about half of the Belgian students and so on were studying in Louvain. Then at that time you had four universities. So Louvain, Brussels, Ghent and Liège. But the country is divided first into two languages, main languages, French and Dutch. So the German part is so small that it's, you can forget. And is divided into Catholics, and you may call it anti-Catholics. So it's a very split, it's a serious split in the country, so more free thinkers. So free thinking. And therefore you have all these four universities have their own reason of being. You have a Catholic university in Lorraine with the two languages, and you have the free thinking university in Brussels, again with French and Dutch. And then you have the two government universities, which are neutral, so to speak, that is for the Dutch-speaking in Ghent and for the French-speaking in Liège. And this makes that you belong to one of the categories. And that's where you study, that's where you can make a career and so on. So the opportunity is only at university where you that's the way it used to be, where you study. And so the possibility, let's say, to become a university professor, there was only one professor of electrical engineering in the French-speaking section. There was another one for the Dutch section. They were closely cooperating, but he was far too young that there would be a chance to become his successor at the time. So the question didn't arise. Right? It's completely different in Germany and so on.